USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A violent incident in London this morning.
This incident happened on London Bridge that an attacker with a knife, started attacking people that armed police were deployed.
That is heard on BBC TV in the UK. Metropolitan Police in London say a man is in custody after stabbing a number of people on the bridge. They describe the attack as a major incident, and they have not yet said how many people were injured. That iconic bridge remains at last check on lockdown. President Trump's back in Florida after a surprise visit to Afghanistan yesterday, where he served turkey to the troops, spent a few hours talking to soldiers, and meeting with the Afghan president. Reporters were under strict instructions to keep the trip secret to keep the president safe. He also announced that talks with the Taliban have resumed. This is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit Ancestry.com/health.
This holiday season, the Secret Service warning both consumers and businesses they have a lot to lose from online criminals. Here's our John Clemens with more.
This year, the retail e-commerce forecast is expected to top $135 billion. According to Secret Service Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Matt Chevro, both consumers and retailers should be aware of the threats out there.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
Chevro reminds us, online banking should not be conducted over publicly available Wi-Fi networks.
The Hallmark Channel is being criticized by some for its lack of racial and religious diversity in its Countdown to Christmas programming. The parent company's CEO says the claim is unfair. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
As many as 10 animals are dead after a fire erupts at a northern Ohio wildlife park. The flames ripping through a barn last night at African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton. Police say they lost 3 giraffes, 3 Red River hogs, 3 bongos, and a springbok. Conor McGregor will be making his long-awaited return to the Octagon on January 18th in Las Vegas. McGregor has signed a contract that will see him fight for the first time in over a year. The former featherweight and lightweight champion will be facing Donald Cowboy Cerrone at UFC 246. McGregor hasn't fought since October 2018. Stock markets will be open for a shortened trading session on this Black Friday. The markets to close at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Thor, the bulldog, takes home top honors at the 2019 National Dog Show.
And the best in show tonight is the bulldog.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Hey! Nobody more surprised than Eduardo Paris, the handler.
That is heard on NBC, Thor the Bulldog, beating out 2,000 other dogs to claim Best in Show, a show that was actually recorded a few weeks ago, but as a Thanksgiving tradition, was aired yesterday to the delight of tens of millions. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.